Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest guided tour through the junk drawer of my brain. I'm John.
And I'm Besha.
How are you? Well, you know what? I have just realized that I'm sitting in creaking leather furniture. And so
we are all sitting on creaking leather furniture.
It's true. I just don't know if that means, like, I don't know if the mics are picking this up. I don't know if it's going to sound like we're all just... We've just got a case of it.
We made some bad decisions around dinner.
That's just how it happened. I'm all right with it. I'm all right with it, is what I've determined. Besha, how are you this week?
I'm great. So our special guest this evening brought some Basil Hayden's. I'm definitely not rating my happiness based on the alcohol I'm drinking.
I understand.
But if I were...
Yes.
Very happy.
Oh, certainly.
How about you? How are you?
I am fantastic. What was I going to tell you about this week? Oh, I have been reading again. How much of a sucker are you for military sci-fi? Not really.
Not
right?
Hugely.
I am a giant sucker for military sci-fi is what I've discovered. And so I actually read the first book in that series by the guy who was nominated by those sad puppy idiots last year.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out his book is good. It's a fast read. Like, you know, it's always
a bonus.
Yeah, it was good. It's true. No, it was good. I mean, I actually give props to him for declining the nom. I mean,
oh, it was one of the people who turned it down.
Oh yeah. Yes. He was nominated, and then he found out that it was because of those morons. He was like, no, I cannot. So you know what? Props, because the reason why I got it was because I got an alert on Amazon that it was on sale for $2. I was like, hell yeah, I'm doing that. So I bought it. I read it in like a day. I was like, this is good. It turns out that the other two books were also $2, and Amazon didn't tell me about that until today. So
jerks.
I got those as well.
Good.
I've got some reading set up for myself, and I feel good about it. So that's
good work.
Me. That's me in my life. So we introduce our guest, speaking of whom, the benefactor.
Hi,
the
guest.
Bourbon benefactor.
How are you, guest?
Wow, like a drink and a half. You guys are easy.
Hi. It's
Please
good bourbon, welcome. What can I say?
Please welcome Arlette back to the podcast. Arlette.
Yay!
How are you?
Pretty decent.
Hell yes.
Yeah. It's this particular bourbon I brought, I originally bought to go stargazing in Montana under the Milky Way with shooting stars in a hot spring.
Oh, God.
So, you know, so this is all right.
Well, you know what?
It's no Pappy Van Winkle. It's...
Either way,
hot spring.
I'm happy to be drinking stargazing bourbon. Well, is it time? I think it might be time to get into the list of ideas.
I think it is.
For those of you unfamiliar with the notion, I have been writing down my stray ideas in a notebook, and then I transitioned to Evernote not too long ago, for the past decade or so, and there are now hundreds of these ideas, just sitting in a spreadsheet, not doing anything. And I thought, you know what? It's time to put them out into the world. I'm going to show them to people, to my friends, and we're just going to talk them through, and if any of those ideas sound like a good idea for you to implement, you should go ahead and do it. I would just like credit and a cut. Arlette, I think that by the look on your face, you have found something you would like to discuss.
I am actually very charmed by this one. It's number 93, Aquarium Sex Getaways.
Yes. Okay. So, there are aquariums. They exist. They're great. There should be, and it seems like there are spaces in these aquariums where people could go to make out if they wanted to, and it would be rad.
Oh, the tunnel with the fish that are swimming over the top.
Yes, exactly. I would like to nominate the in the California Academy of Sciences, not just the tunnel, but the eel garden. Have you been in there? So you have to go into a tunnel to get in, right? You literally have to crawl on your hands and knees, and then when you pop back up, you are sort of like at waist height, and there's like a dome of glass above you, and around you is like They've somehow set up a habitat for these eels that like to burrow into the sand vertically, and then they just kind of like stick out like blades of long grass. And when an animal, you know, like moves above them, they all kind of retract into their holes in unison, and it's amazing.
C'est très romantique.
Right? Yes, oui. That space is about big enough for two, maybe four people if you were really ambitious.
That's because it's intended for children, by the way.
I was going to say, usually the crawling means kids.
I suppose. But adults do fit in there. I'm just putting this out there.
Not in kids.
I have to say,
every time I've gone to nightlife, it has been a Tinder first date extravaganza.
Oh yeah.
And I think if they were more explicit about it being, you know,
it's for
makeout getaways or sex getaways.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, like, I think that there would the admission charge would be a little bit more, and they wouldn't let as many people in. But yeah, it would be explicitly just for, you know, nobody's going to bug you. Bring your own sleeping bag, but you could get down
or
however you like.
You could also do the thing. There are some places. I mean, not that I hunt for this, but there are definitely places where they're like, hey, there's a missile silo that's completely empty with a bed and a nightstand, and it's completely silent, and it's $400 a night. Like, I feel like instead of just doing the makeout thing, you could be like, no, you get the aquarium and somebody to come in afterwards with a mop and some Windex.
I think Mission Control is really missing a partnership opportunity.
I mean,
we bring the lube.
There's enough space that I feel like there could be at least, as I would say, maybe up to as many as five couples roaming around. To the extent where they would not overlap with each other, it would be
without even having to worry about renting a particular room.
Exactly. I mean, you know what? There would have to be some studies to kind of like see what the actual optimal makeout, the use of the space would be. You know, an aquarium fuck study, if you will. But it could be done. It could be done.
I mean, you just honestly, like, I think you could just divide the place into sectors, have some kind of lottery if you want some idea of fairness, but, like...
That's true.
I really think it's okay to go with, like, the boutique thing this.
I like it.
Making it, like, a cattle call? Not gonna work.
No, yeah. And, I mean, here's the thing, though. Do we open the rainforest environment sphere as well? Are there people who like to do it in hot, humid weather?
Shaw.
I
assume there are.
I guess. I don't know.
With butterflies everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But you risk accidentally crushing the butterflies, though.
That would be kind of high pressure.
Yeah. I don't think I want to be responsible for the death of butterflies.
Plus, like, it really is warm and humid and kind of that, like, swampy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I would enjoy it. I mean, again, I don't speak for everybody. But, yeah, not my jam.
Like, honestly, the first thing I thought of when I saw the topic really was the tunnel with the fish.
Oh, that, yeah.
And in the middle is, like, a perfect fluffy bed.
I think you would charge easily double whatever you would charge for the other sectors.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I just, like, just doing it with sharks around, like...
Yeah.
Sold.
Don't they have a planetarium too?
They do. They do have a planetarium.
Do you have to pay extra to get Patrick Stewart doing the narration on video? Because, like,
should somebody make a planetarium video for fucking? Probably. That's another idea. I need to add that to the spreadsheet. I'm gonna add this afterwards.
That might be the first time we've ever generated a new idea.
I agree.
During recording.
Patrick Stewart does have that effect on people.
Yeah, he does.
I mean,
lots of new ideas.
There actually would have to be several different flavors of this video.
Wow.
They have a little, like... Just have a little controller or something. I mean, you only need, like, two of them, three of them. It is... five of them, it's the Bay Area. But, like, it wouldn't be that bad.
But, you know, you'd want one with music, you'd want one with narration, one without narration. You know what I mean? Like, I don't necessarily know if I want Captain Picard... talking while I'm trying to...
How much do I have to pay to have the Carl Sagan Cosmos?
You know, we have to ask the rights holders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I bring my own?
It needs to be formatted for projection onto the planetarium.
It depends whether you're paying for entry.
Yeah.
Can I just, like... Can I just, like, play it and, like, while other stuff is happening, and just turn the volume down on everything else?
Pretty sure you could just do that anyway.
Yeah, I mean, okay. You could also...
it's not like the Carl Sagan erotic thing. I'm just trying to imagine what it would be like boning down when you're feeling that soothed.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah. Very, very calm sex.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, like, but like, sort of fulfilled and nurtured.
Billions and billions of... Never mind. Yeah. That one go. Yeah. Anyway, Carl Sagan, yes.
Yeah, no, everybody just, like, their eyes went very far away for a half second. I'm on to something.
I think that you might be. What's next? What's next on the list that has caught your fancy?
It would be number 119, grab some! Exclamation point. A restaurant!
Okay, this was a restaurant that I think was predicated on the notion that there would basically just be these, like it's like a buffet line, except that it's... like all of the food is just in these barrels, and instead of you might still have a tray, but there would be like maybe just a bowl on the like built into the tray, and you the idea is you just walk down the line and you just grab whatever is there and just sort of like sling it onto your tray, and then you just go. Like there's no, it's not
sounds a little like dim sum, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, or it might have been something. Have you noticed that? When was the last time? Okay, this is going to sound weird. When was the last time you served yourself a bunch of chocolate covered raisins?
Not a big raisin fan. So. Oh, okay.
Chocolate covered raisins have this weird. I guess sort of like M&Ms, where like if you try to pour just a few, you get a bunch.
Yeah.
Because like the shape and the friction. Like they're sort of the friction coefficient is not very high, so like there's just anytime you like they just sort of avalanche onto your. So maybe it was that. Maybe like it was barrels of food similar to chocolate covered raisins or M&Ms, where they're kind of hard to hang onto, and you just kind of grab whatever you can using your own hand as a scoop, and you just and that's what you've got. I honestly, here's the thing: is that you may have figured out by now that I don't remember exactly what this idea was.
Well, see, I kind of saw it from a different angle, where it's like you go to a restaurant and you plug quarters into it, and you have to catch your fucking dinner in one of those claw game machines. So you're like, I feel like a steak. Oh, fuck, I got a salad. Fuck. And then there's just one person sitting there going, I hate this game. This is the worst game. Why does anybody... Or, like, the claw drops and it, like, scoops.
Why do we have to play this?
And then drops
it
down.
Off.
Yeah.
No, I like that one, too.
Because that is going to be a guaranteed moneymaker. Like, hungry people are just going to sit there fucking jamming dollars into it. Trying desperately to just get a sandwich.
Until they get angry and tip the machine, but yes.
Yeah.
They're really square. It's actually really hard to knock one over.
Yeah, I mean,
I hear.
You could you could also, like,
have some more whiskey. I'll like.
Yeah, you could anchor it to the ground. I mean, it could also be the kind of thing where it's almost like an aquarium or a museum display where you can't knock over the... Because, like, it's just, it's, you know, it's built into the...
Yeah.
And so, like, all you've got are the controls.
What if you took, like, a kind of lateral jump with it and, like, you hit a button and, like, 8 claws drop and you eat whatever gets picked up successfully?
I like that. Like, actually, that, I think, is the winning implementation of this idea.
I like the idea of, like, all of them dropping just a little bit off because they're not all perfectly timed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's, like, a vegetarian section and a vegan section.
Yeah.
And like, you got to accommodate.
And at least one or two of the claws is actually just a scoop. So you know you're going to get something.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But, like, what it is, who knows?
Is it going to be plain white rice with butter on it? Or is it going to be...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, a carnitas.
Oh, that would be...
I would play that all night.
No, that'd be so great, too, because if you got, like, a really good dinner, you could just, like, carry it around for a few minutes before you eat it.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw this, but this is what I scooped up.
I think I like it. I think I like it. That's all the winner. That's the winning implementation.
Yep.
Moving on. What is next? You just, your face is so great. At any time, like, you're just looking at the list.
Would you say it's Muppety?
Possible. Maybe a little.
Probably.
Yeah.
Manic Muppet?
This one, it's going to be, so, Besh and I really bonded over that OK Cupid dating Tumblr.
Yeah, we sure did.
Back in the day, before shaming horrible people on Tumblr for their terrible dating messages was a huge thing.
Pantslock.tumblr.com,
yeah.
By the way.
Oh, yeah.
It started a thing, and it was great.
It was.
And so number 207 jumped out at me on the list, which was OKC should require, that's OK Cupid, should require that you meet someone over a 93% match.
This was a terrible idea.
Nope.
No, I mean, look, I'm willing to revise that match percentage upwards significantly.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
One of the reasons this particular one jumped out at me is because over and over again, I would get the message, oh my god, we're a crazy high match. I've never even seen a match this high. We have to hang out.
Uh-huh.
And then over and over again for years, because I've been running the same damn profile with edits for years, I would have to say, no, we're not special. I'm just the Bay Area's type because I answer all of my questions drunk, saying I don't care what the other person thinks.
I am.
Yeah, I mean,
it turns out that's a secret.
93% is probably too low. I mean, like, what about 96 or 97? No, still no.
I really don't care what other people think.
Is birth control morally wrong? No, mandatory.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, mandatory questions are great. Yeah.
Well, they are, except in the Bay Area, they do tend to be like, should it be legal for same-sex couples to adopt children? Yeah, mandatory. Great, there's 50% right fucking there.
Yeah.
And you build on that, and you're like, you're someone that I don't want to stab in the face for your political beliefs. It's not, we're a great romantic match.
No, that's fair. That's fair. It's possible that this idea may have come to me in a fit of OkCupid riot peak.
Also may have been pickier about how people answered questions.
That's entirely possible. I don't know. It's now been 3 years since I needed any kind of online dating solution. So
totally fair.
Yeah, my memories of it. So it's you know, like post-traumatic stress.
or childbirth. Everything's dissolved in a haze of endorphins.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what if they're like, so is there a different standard than the 93% match rate? Like, what if you randomly had one question and if somebody answered it the same way, then you had to meet?
Sure. Or, like, but it would have to be a really random question.
Yeah. Do you like the taste of beer?
I mean, because they've worked on the algorithm and you have people trying to game it all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, how do you introduce a little more true chaos? Because there's, like, the bad chaos where you get the message and you're like, how did you even open the laptop? That seems like a stretch for you.
Let's introduce some neutral chaos.
I like this.
My favorite response recently was, you are one stupid bitch.
Really?
Yeah, I think he was mad about the puppies losing the Hue coat.
My favorite one I've ever gotten was some dude sending me rhyming poetry about how I should die in a fire because I popped up while in a relationship. I popped up in his search results somehow, and I had a little thing of, don't yell at me for still having this profile up, even if I'm not, like, even I'm in a relationship. Because at that point, like, I've had the thing for years. I'm not just going to kill it because I met someone promising. This is the Bay Area. The OkCupid profile is going to outlast the relationship. And, yeah, rhyming poetry. Badly punctuated, lowercase, and no, Jean Watt, like, it was no skill.
Was it you or me or maybe Finch who got the poetry about, or not even poetry, it was like, sort of stream of consciousness kind of thing about, like, parking the car, and then we walk up the hill, and then it got real explicit.
Oh, was that, like, I might have been Finch.
I feel like that may have been Finch, but we definitely posted it to Pantslock. Oh,
I feel like the whole, like, there's a certain quality of getting OkCupid messages where I'm like, oh my god, this is Mary Sue fanfic.
Yeah, that was totally fanfic.
All right, I have a question for not just you, but also our listening public. Do you remember an OkCupid profile with the username Patasapien? This was, I want to say, in like the early 2000s, me and some friends of mine online just stumbled onto this guy's profile. It was so perfectly fucking hideous that we could not figure out if it was real or if it would have been written by a committee of people who were just determined to write the most hilariously bad person they could think of.
It was real.
Patasapien? Patasapien. He was, He was the kind of like intellectual snob, like the worst possible kind.
Was he sapiosexual?
I think that yes. Well, I mean, definitely yes.
Fucking obviously.
What I'm trying to remember is like whether or not like that was actually in the profile. Is it possible that that term was coined by him? Like,
nah.
I don't know, but it was so terrible. And at this point now, I mean, it's been I'm guessing at least over a decade, and I'm just wondering if anybody else out there remembers it.
How was this spelled?
P-A-T-A, sapien.
Pata. Mm-hmm. What is it?
I have no idea. No, I think that you just made it the fuck up, and it was...
I'm pretty good at, like, Latin roots. I work in healthcare.
Yeah.
Well, he has a Last FM profile. Oh, God.
I need to
really?
Stop now.
Oh, no. All right.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, wait. Maybe that should be the thing instead
Let's
of
talk
the
about this later.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, I'm still actually on the, like, what would you have as the, oh, my God, you have to meet this person.
I don't know. I mean, but I do like the notion of, like, of maybe the system itself just randomly selecting one of your questions and making that mandatory and you know, making it so that if anybody matches, then the site simply shuts down so that they like they can't use it until they have provided proof that you two met in person.
That's what it is. The stakes are too low. We need to raise them. Like, I mean, we have this now. Like, you can do location-based stuff where it's like, unless both of you check into the site from within the same location,
you
cannot meet anyone else.
Yeah.
This is the worst idea. Why am I saying this out loud when people can hear it?
Because you can tell with the OkCupid algorithm if people are objectively terrible.
Oh,
and then you set them up.
Wait. Is it... Okay, so there's, like, the regular free version, and there's the premium version. Can there be, like, a super premium menace version where you get to set people up? Because, like... I would pay $50 a month to make these assholes talk to each other.
Where, like, sort of like your actions are indistinguishable from those of the algorithm.
Yeah.
With, like, so they can't tell that it's a human intelligence sort of guiding. I like it.
Like, you just go through all the flag reports and you find the worst person and you're like, oh, there's the other worst person. Let's make them touch.
Make them...
Oh, they're like Barbie dolls.
Yeah. I love it.
Whack, 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 whack.
I love it, and I think that...
God, I would get a part-time job to fund it.
Well, I mean, maybe they should consider it as an as an April Fool's thing that they should do, or you know,
Valentine's Day thing.
We should maybe just hire some black hats to just make it happen anyhow.
You want to be careful with that OkCupid April Fool's.
That's what
I made true. One that was my self summary was I'm way too complex to summarize.
Oh, never ever.
You should message me if you think you can handle it.
Oh.
A typical Friday night is. There is no typical Friday night.
Oh.
And I got like 6 messages.
Seriously?
Like,
wow.
You seem really cool.
Oh, wow. You know, I can tell you what the real shut things down and make people not talk to you is have a profile that is entirely quotes from the Smiths.
Really?
I'm actually
surprised that worked.
Oh, no, it totally worked. Like, I even
did
photos that were, like, a send-up of the cover of The Queen is Dead. And nobody got it, but I was massively entertained. Like, I feel like it's the kind of thing, I know that, like, OkCupid were old and, you know, now it's Tinder and you just look at pictures and go, yeah, which honestly sounds better.
Yes,
but,
I
like,
agree.
You have to use your real name.
Oh.
You have to use your Facebook name. I'm not... No.
I have a really distinctive name and I
yeah.
can't profile anywhere.
I've
spent a lot of time being like, absolutely not. If I had to sleep with you to keep the world alive, I would be throwing myself at the giant red button, carrying bricks to make it sink faster.
To hold it down.
Yeah.
I turned my OkCupid profile into a D&D character sheet. Yeah. I only got messages from like a couple of dudes who wanted to point out mistakes that I had made.
Oh, that's such a thing.
Well, no, actually, I think at least one of them was just complimentary. Like, hey, good idea. I mean, it didn't work. Yeah, except that I reverted it to, you know, a normal profile, and then I messaged a girl, and her reply was, "What happened to the D&D?"
You get fans?
I don't know, this was years ago.
Sure. No, I mean, but I feel like it's a thing where if you're remotely distinctive, not boring, and you don't change names, at some point you acquire a fan base.
Oh. Yep.
Which has totally happened to me. I've had people that popped up and were like, oh my god, you're back! I'm like, who are you? This is not scary. I had someone actually pop up once and be like, oh my god, I swear I saw you at the BART station. That was you, right? And like, you know where to find me. Great.
I did recognize somebody from Tumblr once out and about in public, and I did not say anything.
Good.
Yeah.
That's the appropriate thing to do.
It did not seem like a good idea.
I'm really good at bounding up to people going, oh my god, I know you from that thing!
I feel like it
makes up for all the times that I've been hungover at brunch and someone's like, I've heard that name before. Oh my god, are you? And I'm like, great, now I'm hungover and I have to remember everything I've said for like a week. I'll just pretend.
Like at least 36 hours.
Basically just like, here's a picture of a thing, the leaf that's especially red, and I hate people, get me out of here.
I have a friend who I recognize from OkCupid, but met her in a completely different context, and eventually we acknowledge that. But I still occasionally say to people, I'm like, yeah, I was hanging out with my friend so-and-so. Oh, you might have known her from OkCupid. She was such-and-such. And they're like, oh, yeah. I remember her.
Wow, really?
Yep.
That, oh man. That, I kind of want that, but like that would take work.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like some of the whole, oh my god, wouldn't it be fun to do a thing if, would be more fun if I weren't female doing it, because like being female, just the joke disappears.
Yep.
There's one point where I was talking with someone about like, oh my god, what if like for our profile photos, we just recreated covers of Tom Waits albums? Including like the weird creepy ones where they're half naked and like almost crying on each other, and they're like, no one would be like, oh, that's Tom Waits. They'd be like, oh, so someone showed you a Tom Waits record once and you
looked
at it from across the room. Yeah,
you borrowed that from your boyfriend.
Oh my god, yeah. I feel like it's a missed opportunity. On the other hand, it's really fun because like when you actually find someone like that and they're like, oh, girls aren't funny, you're like, oh, this is gonna be great. I just get to insult you to your face and you won't even know what's happening.
Amazing.
Dude, your girlfriend showed up to her own Star Trek or Star Wars party. It's the Black Widow.
Do you want to explain that?
Reddit.
Yeah.
Reddit. Fit geek boys.
He dunked on himself so hard that it's just...
Really? He dunked on himself and his friend. So I just...
It's incredible.
I want to pet them tenderly. I don't. I don't want to touch them.
Flaming hot brands.
Yeah, with a 30-foot pool, but like tender pets.
Oh, no, I would get close with like... you know, like if you had the can of like hairspray and the lighter. I would pet them with that.
I think we've now reached the point of the episode where we give a terrible recommendation.
I think we just gave one.
I think that we might have. Befriend one of, like, yes, that would be an amazing terrible recommendation. Mm-hmm. Make pals on a terrible, with a terrible Redditor.
Oh. Oh, shit, I just had a great idea, which is that we should troll terrible OkCupid dates just like that.
Oh man,
we don't hang out enough. This is what we need to do. Let's hit up that 17% match in Stockton. Let's do it. Let's set it up.
Does he even leave the house?
Well, there's that problem.
I've told you my favorite. Do I have like a second of my favorite OkCupid story?
Yeah.
It was someone, and there's a lot of favorites. But it was some dude pops up and he's like, so like, do you smoke a lot? And I'm like, well, at the time, I'm like, well, I smoke when I drink, and which it says on my profile, and it says I drink a lot. So, yes, I would say that if I
at
smoke when
time.
I drink, then yes, I smoke a lot. And he's like, oh, well, then it wouldn't work out with us. I couldn't handle smokers. And I'm like, oh, so the fact that you are an unemployed dude living literally in your mother's basement
was
not going to
be a deal breaker. Nope.
Oh, it's just that pesky fucking... quarter
nicotine
pack
problem.
I have no words.
Yeah,
dudes we're collectively a nightmare, and I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do about that. I wish I wish that I had some kind of solution. You know what?
Oh, you know what it would be? Is just have the 93% match be like two asshole dudes meeting each other and they go in a public place and they're like, ah, oh, what?
I love it. I love it. I think that that does it for this episode. I can be found online. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Ferocious J. The word ferocious, the letter J.
And I'm Arlette, and on Twitter, it's Arlette Rocks, A-R-L-E-T-T-E, and the word rocks, because I picked that when I was 24, and I still haven't changed it, so...
It was a good age.
Oh, it's an optimistic one.
And you can find me as Besha, B-E-S-H-A. I picked that when I was 2.
She's got you beat!
That's right, Beshas.
Did you say Beshas?
Beshas? So... Anyway.
This has been another episode of Idea Factory Giveaway. Remember, if you want to do any of these ideas yourself, go for it. I just want credit.
And royalties.
Have a good one.